Welcome to the Legacy of Legends, a Dynasty podcast. Join the Legacy of Legends team as we talk about the ins and outs of fantasy football, specifically from a Dynasty perspective. Our purpose is to help you make the moves to leave your mark and establish a legacy in your Dynasty league. And welcome. My name is BJ Kent, and I am welcomed in by the one and only Stephen Debo Deaton. What's up, Stephen?
What's going on?
Man, it seems like it's been forever since we did this podcast, and the NFL has just been turned on its head.
Yes, it has.
You know, you kind of get eased into all these moves, Stephen, and then when you go 2 weeks, well, the free agency hadn't even been open that long, has it? It's only been a couple weeks.
No, it's been – we were talking about doing a podcast, three or four days ago, and we just had a few moves we wanted to talk about, and now there's like 800 moves that we're just going to mention tonight and just kind of talk in passing about a few of them and a little bit of detail about a couple of them. There's just no way we could even begin to talk in detail about all these moves that's happened over the past few days.
Absolutely, man. So, look, we don't want to take up too much of your time today, so let's just go ahead and knock into this. What we're going to do is let's go over each position, Stephen, the quarterback, the running back, the wide receiver, and the tight end, you know, the positions that actually matter in football. Mm-hmm. And what we'll do is
we'll – Who cares about a line?
Yeah, you know, who cares about defense? It's not like they win championships.
That's right.
And so what we'll do is we'll walk through these positions. We'll walk through the news that has broken over the last 2 or 3 weeks. And then we'll just kind of, like what Stephen said, pass through some of them, give the details on others, you know, all the good stuff. So, Stephen, let's start off with the quarterback position, man. What we're going to do is let's talk about the dynasty value in these moves and how you like the move, things like that. So let's start off with your homer team, the New Orleans Saints, and getting their franchise quarterback, Derek Carr. How are you feeling about this move, Stephen?
I'll be honest with you, BJ. I like it. We've talked about Derek Carr in the past on this podcast, even back during the season. I think we had Ben on, and of course, he's a Raiders fan, and we talked in depth about Carr and Josh Jacobs and a few things there. And back then, I said the Raiders would be dumb to let Carr go, and I still feel that way. I think the Saints got a steal with him. If you look at this market and what's going on, they got a steal with Derek Carr. And in my eyes, he was, you know, just as far as NFL QB, I'll put him in the top 15 NFL quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. As far as dynasty value, he's a great QB too in super flex. I mean, I don't think you go wrong with him QB too. He's got weapons. Michael Thomas restructured his deal. We're going to talk about. Obviously, Kamara's got some stuff going on, but he's a weapon there. Jamal Williams signed today with the Saints, which we're going to talk about in a little while. Juwan Johnson back with the Saints. Obviously, Olave there. So weapons are there. He's just, you know, they're going to go. I just think he's going to have to go out and show it and prove it, and I think he will.
Absolutely, man. I think he is a QB2 locked in for sure in your Superflex League. Absolutely. And so with it, I like the move. And like I Steven, if I remember correctly in that podcast with Ben, and we were talking about Derek Carr, you're like, the Raiders would be stupid to send him, but heck, send him to the Saints is what I believe.
That's
what
exactly
you said.
Right. That's exactly right.
What happened. So next, our boy Lamar Jackson ended up getting tendered to the Ravens. I believe it is a tag, but it's like a specific tag. I can't remember what it is, to where other teams
– inexclusive franchise tag where other teams can make an offer, but the Ravens have the option to match it to keep him.
Absolutely. So, Steven, I'm going to go ahead and get my take on this real quick because I know you got some stats and stuff you want to bring up. Dynasty value, Lamar Jackson still within my top 10, really, really close to my top five, if not in my top five. However, as far as this move by the Ravens, I think that there's a high chance Lamar Jackson sits out if he don't get a deal done. I hate to even say that because I got him in a lot of super flex leagues, and I really like the direction that offense is going with the new OC coming on and just to talk about up tempo and things like that. I just think there's a lot of risk with Lamar Jackson right now. And honestly, if you've got him in a super flex league, and I think he's more of a hold. I don't know. Like, I hope he plays, but I think there's that small chance that he's wanting this guaranteed money. And we're obviously going to talk about the market and things like that. But Stephen, what's your take on this?
I just think it's just weird, man. Lamar Jackson is he doesn't have an agent, so he's kind of doing this his own way and his own thing. And I think that's hurting him in this moment. But man, the talent can't be denied, and you can't blame the guy for betting on himself and his future and things like that. It just seems so fishy, right? That he's got this inexclusive tag, and nobody is interested. Like, other teams can reach out, and nobody's reaching out. It almost feels like the owners have gotten together and's like, we're not doing a Deshaun Watson deal. We are not doing that. No owners want to do what the Browns did with Deshaun Watson, which was 5 years, $230 million, all guaranteed money. But just real quick, a stat for you. Quarterbacks in NFL history with a 96-plus passer rating and 100-plus passing touchdowns in their first 61 starts. Patrick Mahomes, Dan Marino, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, who we just mentioned, and Lamar Jackson. That's it. That's the list. And, you know, I can't blame Lamar for wanting to get his money and get it guaranteed. I think he's proven that he can be a obviously a QB1 and a game changer on the field. It just seems really fishy what's going on with him right now.
Absolutely, man. You know that he should be getting paid. And I think everybody can agree on that. And as far as fantasy options, one of the top ones out there. As far as NFL producer, just NFL quarterback, one of the top ones out there. And so I just want to say this, man. Forget you, Deshaun Watson, for putting my boy Lamar Jackson in this type of situation, man.
Absolutely.
Like, let the man get paid.
Absolutely.
Move it on to another scumbag. Aaron Rodgers.
Scumbag.
Man, this guy is such a drama queen, man, if I'm honest with you. That's just my personal opinion. He came out on the the Pat show today and was like, man, you know what? I want to go to the Jets. They need to go ahead and figure out the deal, get the compensation worked out and all of this. Obviously, with the moves that the New York Jets are making, it's almost a given that Aaron Rodgers is going to end up signing there. I mean, they went out and got every one of his weapons from Green Bay. I mean, what else are you going to do? And so with this, What's your take on Rodgers, Steven? I mean, do you like him? Do you think he has decent fantasy value, dynasty value? What do you think?
I just don't know, man. I think he's obviously been a great quarterback, and I think he's probably got some left in the tank, and I think he's going to be motivated to maybe prove like he can still do this. Like he seems arrogant enough to like, say, I can still do this, you know. And he come out today on the Pat McAfee show and said he was going to the Jets, like that the Packers were just working out a trade. They're working out trade compensation, but he was going to be a Jet. So that was straight from him. And look, like you said, he's going to get his weapons, and it looks like it's all but a done deal. I don't know how long he's got. Somebody texted me this morning and said, you know, scumbag to the Jets. And he said, do they win it? And I was like, no, it's the Jets. They're not winning anything. Like, so, I don't know. As far as Rodgers and his dynasty value, QB2, I'd feel safe with it at QB2. That's where I've got him, and that's what I think about him.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. Just me personally, I'm out on Aaron Rodgers, man. I like the move to the Jets, though. I'll be honest with you. I think that Garrett Wilson's dynasty value increases a little bit. I mean, he's going to have a better quarterback than he did last year, that's for sure. And so, moving on to somebody that's apparently worth, what was it, $40 million? Mr. Daniel Jones getting paid by the New York Giants. This was a move that I honestly did not expect. I saw where it was going to, they were either going to franchise tag him or try to get him signed or whatever. And with Daniel Jones, man, Steven, I've looked at a lot of dynasty rankings. And a lot of dynasty rankings have him around 12, 13 right now. I don't see it. I'll be honest with you. I think they went out and got him some decent weapons and stuff, which in specifically the tight end category that we're going to talk about here shortly. But I don't get it, man. What's your take?
I'm kind of with you. I know why he's there. He's there because of his legs, right? It's not because he's just an elite thrower and he has weapons and he's an elite passer. He's where he's at in that dynasty quarterback rankings because of what he's proven that he can do with his legs at times. Was it that playoff game, the last playoff game they had? Who was it? I don't even remember at this point. But I know in the first half, he had like 75 rushing yards in the first half, you know, and they adjusted, obviously, second half. But still, it's these running quarterbacks that can get you some fantasy points. Obviously, the deal that the Giants just gave him is solidifying him in dynasty rankings. What do you get, a four-year deal, like 160 or 70 million? I mean, he got more money than Derek Carr, and that's insane to me. But, you know, to each their own. I'm kind of with you. I'm just kind of iffy on him. I don't know. I wouldn't pay the price at QB, 12 in the QB1 range. He's not there for me.
I think if somebody's willing to buy that, you sell it in a heartbeat, bro. Yep. The game he was talking about was the wild card game against Minneapolis. He had 32 fantasy points. moving on, next quarterback on our list is Mr. Geno Smith. And I will say this about Geno, man. I'm glad this dude got paid. And I'm glad that Seattle is the one to do it. And I'm excited for his dynasty value. I think he's a fringe QB2, you know. But as far as the weapons that are there with DK, Tyler Lockett, I do believe that they go out and actually draft a wide receiver. I'm okay with this move. Now, a lot of people are mocking Anthony Richardson to the Seattle Seahawks at pick number, I believe it's 5 or something like that. And so I could easily see a case of them going out, getting a rookie quarterback, letting them sit under Geno for a year or two. But as far as Dynasty, I'm cool with this. I think if you picked him up on waivers before he got signed and all that, kudos to you for the resurgence of his Dynasty value. What's your take, Steven?
Yeah, he's interesting. I think he got 3 years, and he kind of did have it was a prove-it year for him, and he did, and I think he's bought himself some time. Who knows what the Seahawks are going to do? Like you said, it could be one of those situations where they're just kind of going through the motions through these 3 years, trying to rebuild that roster and maybe get a younger quarterback in there and learn a little bit and whatnot. It'll be interesting to see how they build that team, you know, around Geno with those 3 years. Is he just a placeholder for 3 years, or are they going to actually try to do something with him? It'll be interesting to see. But as far as his dynasty value, obviously he's worth having at this point. He's got 3 years, you know, in Seattle that you feel like he's probably going to be the guy. And he put up some decent numbers this year. I think you feel okay with him around your, you know, QB2s, you know, somewhere around the QB2 situation there.
Absolutely. I'm in the same boat, man. All right, Steven. Next, we got the Jimmy Garoppolo going to the Raiders, man. What's your take on this, Steven? And then I'll get mine.
Man, the Raiders just love being worse than they were, right? I mean, they gave up Derek Carr, who is better than Jimmy G. I mean, I don't think it's close. Could be wrong. But in my opinion, he's not as good as Carr. They've just lost, you know, another weapon in Waller this week. They just like getting worse. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess he's serviceable there. Again, you know, when you say QB2, could he be back in QB2 or a safe floor at QB2? Probably. But just as far as the Raiders go, they're ignorant. I mean, that's just bottom line.
You know, man, it's not like they went out and got Jacoby Myers to be his wide receiver 2 on his team.
Yeah, I mean, what is going on, man? What are they doing?
Nah, man, with Jimmy G, I think he's a QB3. I mean, if I've got him at QB2, I'm panicking right now. My next guy I want to talk about. I don't even want to talk about Jimmy G. Let's just skip him. Next guy, Baker Mayfield, man. Signed with the Bucks on a 1-year prove it deal, if I'm not mistaken. With this, man, I actually like this move. I think that Baker can very, very easily actually compete with Kyle Trask to be the starter there.
Yeah.
And who knows, man? They may just be using this to try to go out and get like a Drake May or Caleb Williams in 2024. But, right, man, I'm happy for Baker. I like the fact that he has a serviceable job now. And, man, him going to the Rams and putting up those numbers towards the end of the season, man, it looks like it got him a starting gig, hopefully.
I don't feel like if you sign Baker at this point, you're tanking for Caleb Williams. Like, if that's your plan, you just run Kyle Trask out there, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it'll be interesting to see what Baker can do. I've always liked Baker. He's got flaws, obviously, but I have always liked Baker. He brings just, you know, a little bit of attitude and some swag and seems like a kind of a cool dude. I don't know, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, I still think the Saints will be the team to beat in that NFC South right now in this moment. Mm-hmm. But Baker makes things interesting for the Bucs.
All right, Steven, I want to skip Sam Darnold real quick and go down to Tua. Okay. Miami picked up Tua's 5th-year option. They also went out and got Mike White as a serviceable QB2 just in case Tua ever does go down with another concussion or whatever.
Right.
I do like the fact that Miami did pick up the 5th-year option on Tua, though. It seems to me like they are pretty much all in on Tua and mm-hmm. that they're backing him. And with the weapons that they surrounded him, man, it looks like he could be really, really good in Dynasty. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, he's definitely a quarterback to own in Dynasty. Right now, he's obvious for me. He's in the QB. He's in that QB1 territory of quarterbacks in Dynasty. His health is a little bit of an asterisk on him right now. Great move by them to get Mike White in that backup role, just
absolutely,
in case. You know, like you said, Tua does go down with another concussion and whatnot. And it's a high probability. You know, I mean, I know they're a little bit fluky, but at the same time, he's had so many. Any hit he takes or any hard hit he takes and goes down on, it's going to be scrutinized heavily. So it's a great move by Miami to get Mike White in his stead in case he does go down. But man, I love Tua, and I think if he can stay healthy, he's going to be in that QB1 conversation with the weapons he's got for a long time.
Absolutely, man. I'm like you as well. I think Mike White is one of the best backup quarterbacks to have there because he has proved that he can win.
Right.
The next four quarterbacks, Steven, let's run through these very, very quickly, man. Sam Darnold, 49ers, Taylor Heineke, the Falcons, Andy Dalton, the Carolina Panthers, Jacoby Brissett, the Washington Commanders. These four quarterbacks, it looks like to me they're all in the same category. You have a veteran deal who came in with Sam Darnold, Taylor Heineke, Andy Dalton, Jacoby Brissett, and all four of these quarterbacks look like they're in a situation to where if the young quarterback, whoever it may be, whether it's Trey Lance, Brock Purdy in the 49ers, whether it's Desmond Ridder for the Falcons, whoever the Panthers take at 101, and then Sam Howell with the Commanders, if they don't produce at a quality level, or if they go down with injury, there are veterans here who can step in, actually produce decent numbers, and they have a serviceable quarterback. And so I think all four of those, I don't think there's any much more that needs to be said about that. Do you, Steven?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. They all have options. They all have the opportunity to start if something goes wrong. I think they're worth a stash in some of your deeper dynasty leagues, especially in a super flex, obviously. Don't forget about Jameis Winston. I know we don't have him on here, but he restructured his deal with the Saints to come back and be the backup there behind Derek Carr. Again, another guy that you could stash in case of an injury or something of that nature. Again, you know, you talk about Mike White being one of the best backups in the league. I think Jameis Winston's probably another really good backup for the, you know, for the NFL and the Saints. That worked out good for them. But yeah, all these guys we just mentioned, these last guys here, potentially starters, but definitely stashes on your deeper dynasty leagues.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Also, we got to make note too, Stephen, that PJ Walker just signed like right now on air with the Chicago Bears. And so he looks like he actually followed DJ Moore over to Chicago. I don't think we really have talked much about PJ Walker, honestly. Going into the running back position, this was a big one, man. As soon as the tagging and free agency and all of that started, Austin Eckler actually requested a trade from the Los Angeles Chargers. It came out days later that they have not reached a deal and that he is open to talking to more teams, and the Chargers have actually allowed him to do so. Steven, what's your take on this, man?
I don't know. It's kind of weird, right? I mean, obviously, maybe he's wanting more than what the Chargers are willing to give, and he's just wanting to test the market and see what's going on. Eckler's, you know, he's in that – he's kind of in that in-between, right, in-between stages of running backs. He's creeping up there in age. He's 27 years old. He'll be 28 in May. So, that, you know, for running backs, that's getting on up there. It's pretty old, really. I mean – he's obviously been really good, but, you know, you can't balk at the Chargers not wanting to probably give him what he's asking. So they're giving him an option to, you know, seek out some different teams that may be interested in him.
Yeah, who do you think is the running back to own in Los Angeles?
Whew. I don't know, man. I mean, I like Isaiah Spiller. I feel like he's probably next in line, right? To me, I mean, he was an elite college talent. They drafted him. He's been behind Eckler and might be the most explosive guy there. I don't know. I hadn't looked into it enough, but I know I liked him coming in there. So,
yeah, let me ask you this, Steven. Do you think Eckler's dynasty value goes up or down if he does move from the Chargers?
I think it goes down. I mean, you know, just if you're asking me right now, you know, he was in a really good spot. I mean, he got – tons of check downs, tons of work in the passing game in a PPR league. I mean, he couldn't have, you know, probably couldn't have been in a better spot. Mm-hmm. You know, just the odds will be against him as far as, you know, landing spots for him moving forward.
Yeah, Kansas City is just going to put an offer out there and see what happens. all right, so moving into the next running back, Stephen. David Montgomery ended up signing with the Detroit Lions, man.
Saw that.
Dude. I like DeAndre Swift, but apparently Detroit Lions do not. I know that, if I'm not mistaken, DeAndre Swift's on a one more year before he becomes an unrestricted free agent. And with this David Montgomery signing, and if I'm not mistaken, I want to say it's like a 3 or 4 year deal. And it looks like Montgomery is kind of next in line to take on that Jamal Williams role. And especially with Swift's injury concerns, I'm somewhat intrigued by this, if I'm not mistaken. And if I'm not, yeah. like, you know. With it, man, I think it hurts Swift's value a little bit. I think that Montgomery and Williams, there's not too much of a difference behind them, but just them going out and getting a running back on a 3-year deal whenever this is the last year for Swift, they may run his legs off and then ship him away. Who knows? But as far as a Montgomery manager, you're probably happy about the signing here, if I'm honest with you.
I think what we see here with the Swift is he's not going to be ever what we wanted him to be. And that was going to be a bell cow back who got all the running work on first and second down and got into the passing game in third down. He's just not going to be that. And whether, you know, that whether he's really not or the Lions just, you know, are being trying to be smart with him and not get him hurt, I don't know. But he's not going to be what we wanted him to be for fantasy football. That being said, I still think he's got some value in PPR leagues. He's still got the ability to break big plays, to make big plays. I feel safe with him on my roster at RB2. But yeah, man, this David Montgomery signing. I mean, he's just going to step into the place of what Jamal Williams did. So, you know, I mean, you're looking at, to me, Swift is probably going to be about what he's been, you know, the past year, past 2 years and whatnot. They actually signed Montgomery for a 3-year deal. So this isn't just a 1-year, hey, let's see what you got left. This is a 3-year deal. So, you know, again, Swift's not going to be what we all wanted him to be, but I still think he's serviceable, especially in PPR leagues, and you should feel comfortable with him as your RB2.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Speaking of Jamal Williams, he ended up signing with the New Orleans Saints. Man, I actually like this move. I know that with Alvin Kamara, you're kind of expecting a suspension coming up.
Yep.
And so with Jamal Williams being the lead back there with the weapons that's surrounding Derek Carr, with Derek Carr as the quarterback, and that defense being as stout as they have been the past couple of years, I actually like this as a landing spot. I'll be honest with you. I think that Jamal Williams is going to have some good work. And, man, here's hoping for some touchdowns this year.
Man, I love it. I've kind of kept up with Jamal Williams a little bit here and there. Of course, he was in Green Bay. They let him go. He was in Detroit. Detroit's now let him go. And now the Saints have just kind of gotten kind of lucky in signing some of these guys, man, because Jamal Williams is under the radar, a really good running back. Like, and he's just, if you know Jamal Williams or if you've seen some of the things he does, he just seems like a great dude. You know, just seems like a great dude. And I think the same thing about Derek Carr. You know, we're talking about the Saints a little bit. They just seem like great dudes. So you put these guys together, I'm kind of interested. And I think you're right. Kamara definitely is a possibility he's suspended. So Jamal Williams could start as the lead back in New Orleans when we start the 2023 season.
Absolutely, man. On a 3-year deal as well.
Yep.
Speaking of long-term deals, we got Miles Sanders going to the Carolina Panthers on a 4-year deal. Man, it's Miles Sanders going out there, dude. With this, though, Steven, I don't like the landing spot. And the reason being is because the Panthers literally sold their entire team to go out and get whoever the QB1 is in their eyes. And so with this, man, I think Miles Sanders, as far as fantasy and dynasty goes, I think he may bump down just a little bit in my rankings. I think he's still a serviceable RB3 on your team, though. And with this, man, it's really, really tough going from the Philadelphia Eagles offense to the Carolina Panthers. And so, man, if you got a Miles Sanders share, you're just kind of hoping that volume is king, you know?
Yeah, I think so. And I've always liked Miles Sanders. I always thought he wasn't used well, you know, in Philadelphia. There'd be games where he'd do really well and he would do exactly what you thought he'd do. And the next game he'd have 3 carries for 13 yards. And so they just didn't use him the way they needed to be used. I think the Panthers will probably use him just according to their history. I think they'll use him. And you know, this 4-year deal obviously shows, hey, we want him to be a part of something here, and they're going to use him. So I like it for him.
Absolutely, man. And then you got Rashad Penny, who actually ended up signing with the Eagles. I actually don't mind this signing a bit. You know, I think there was a small percentage of people who was hoping that Kenneth Gainwell was going to be the lead back, but I think it's going to be more of a running back by committee is what it looks like. Also, I'm hoping that there is a healthy Rashad Penny who comes in the 2023 season. And if so, I think he's going to fit into that system really, really well.
Yeah, I think so. I really think he's going to really well.
Absolutely, man. I think the most underrated signing of the past week, Steven, has probably been Samaje Perine to the Broncos. There have been reports saying that Javonte may be back for the start of the season. He may not. He may be months behind. Who knows? But I think if you have a RB2 and Samaje Perine for the Denver Broncos with the new system coming in under Sean Payton, man, I actually like this signing. I think that having Samaje Perine as a stash on your dynasty team is probably a smart move. And I think he ends up being a plug and a play in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm not just super excited about it, but we'll see. I don't know. I kind of want to stay away from the Broncos backfield just in general. Just my opinion. It doesn't feel safe to me.
Yeah. Speaking of a backfield you kind of want to stay away from, Steven, the Miami Dolphins ended up re-signing Raheem Mostert, Jeff Wilson, and Myles Gaskin. So the free agency landing spot that looked very, very juicy for a running back to go to ends up just keeping everybody they already had. So with this, I think Mostert's still the guy to have here as long as he's healthy. But, man, they have to do something to figure out that backfield, dude.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, stay away from it. You don't want none of it. Mostert, Wilson, Gaskin, who knows who they'll play? Who knows who's going to be hurt? Just stay away. Don't even do
yeah,
it.
Just get pieces of the passing game and leave it at that.
Yes, get out of there.
Travis Homer signed with the Bears. Okay, just keep going. Josh Jacobs was tagged with the Raiders, man. I was really, really hopeful that Jacobs was going to go somewhere else and just, man, just ball out like he did last year. But now that he's with the Raiders, I mean, I think they end up still using him. As far as running back goes, I still think that he's a fringe RB1, RB2. And so if I've got him on a dynasty team, I think they're going to use him, and I'm happy to be rolling him in there at RB2 for sure.
Yeah, I like it. We talked about this and with Ben the day we had him on the podcast talking about Jacobs, and we just he talked about him and this was a possibility for him. He didn't think they'd give him a deal, a big deal, and but they've tagged him, and so this looks like where we're going to go with him this year, and I think he'll do big things there.
All right, Ezekiel Elliott was released today from the Dallas Cowboys. And I am so glad that I sold my last share of him 2 weeks ago. I don't want anything to do with Zeke, man. I think that he is washed. Just my personal take. I think that he ends up going somewhere, signs a minimum vet deal, and maybe a one or two down back, but that's about it. So I'm out on Zeke and Dynasty. I don't want him. If you send me an offer for him, you're getting an instant rejection.
Yeah, I don't want him. Don't. He's washed. We've talked about this. He's nothing. He's nothing anymore. So, if you can get anything for him, get it for him. If not, it's time to move on and probably release him off your roster.
So out with the old, in with the new. Tony Pollard was tagged by the Cowboys. I still think the Cowboys probably end up drafting a running back, if I'm honest with you, just like a depth piece. But, man, if Pollard can stay healthy, I am super excited about where he's going to climb in these dynasty rankings, man. I think that he is a talented back, and as long as he comes back healthy from this injury and still has that burst, I think he is going to be fantastic in that system.
Yep, I think I agree with you. He's been the best back in Dallas for a while now. He's put up great numbers for fantasy, even having to share with Zeke. And like you said, they may go draft a running back or sign another running back to, come in and help carry the load a little bit. But this is Tony Pollard's backfield now. Make no mistake about it.
Absolutely. Alexander Mattison re-signed with the Vikings. Okay.
He's a great backup.
Absolutely. And, man, I've heard rumors that Dalvin Cook may be on the trade block, man. So keep that eye out for Madison. Who knows?
Yeah.
James Robinson signed with the Patriots. I think he's a good RB2 for that team. I still think it's Ramondre's backfield going forward, though.
Right.
And then going into the wide receiver position, Steven, we had a massive trade go down, man. The Bears sold the 101, and they got a haul. They got the 109 this year, the 229, a 24 first, a 25 second, and the Carolina Panthers, DJ Moore. I think the Carolina gave the bag for the 101, man, and I don't know who they draft there. Whoever it is, I'm probably going to be out on them in Dynasty for a little while. But DJ Moore going to Chicago Bears. Do you think this increases DJ Moore and Fields' Dynasty value, giving him another weapon besides Mooney, who seems to be injured a little bit, and Chase Claypool, who they got for, what, like a second-round pick? What's your take on this, Steven?
I don't know, BJ. It feels like a weapon, right? An obvious weapon for Fields at this point, an upgrade there. But I just don't know. I mean, it feels like
Feels like a lateral move.
Yeah, it does. It feels a little bit like a lateral move and kind of a wait and see move. What's going to go on there? And it'll be interesting to see all the pieces shake out, in the draft and things like that. But right now, DJ Moore is probably about where I had him, you know, as far
absolutely.
As rankings and stuff like that. And Fields is the same way.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I think it's the same case. DJ Moore does get a quarterback upgrade, but even with that, I think it's going to be a lateral move for him.
Right.
Calvin Ridley, though, man, reinstated for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Did you actually read that article, the blog thing that Calvin Ridley posted, Stephen?
Do what now?
Did you read the article that Calvin Ridley actually wrote himself on the Players Tribune?
I hadn't
Oh,
read it.
man. All right. So when this podcast is over, you need to go read it. All right.
Okay, I will.
But basically, man, Calvin Ridley reinstated. He actually wrote an apology to the fans and to the game of football. I actually read it, man. Just seeing what he went through when he took that mental health break and gambling and everything, he gave his side of the story. And to be honest with you, Stephen, in this article that he wrote, this letter that he wrote to the fans, he pretty much guaranteed with Trevor Lawrence, he's going to have a 1,400-yard season every year that he's there. With Ridley, I think that he's a wide receiver 3 in my eyes until he proves otherwise. But I am very, very hopeful if you held on to him. I think that he is going to climb dynasty rankings as soon as he gets on the field, as long as he is in shape. But as an Alabama fan, I'm excited for this, and I'm anxious to see what happens.
Yeah, I agree with you. It will be interesting to see what happens there. I think you're right. You know, he's been kind of removed from the league. He needs to start probably in the wide receiver 3 category, but wouldn't be shocked to see him shoot up that board a little bit.
Absolutely, man. Your boy Juju, Steven, the guy who you traded a 23 first for, went to the New England Patriots. How you feeling about that?
He did. We'll see. I mean, it feels like a lateral move, right? And maybe a downgrade from Mahomes, but Mahomes spreads the ball around so much, and obviously Kelsey's the main go-to guy. Who's the go-to guy in New England? Is it Juju? I mean, is he the guy? I mean, who's your go-to guy? So
I think he's about it.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. So it could be a good thing for Juju. We'll see. Again, for me, his value is unchanged for me with this move. He'll still be, you know, probably wide receiver 3-ish for me, somewhere around in that range.
Absolutely, I'm the same way, man. Alan Lazard going to the Jets to get ready to pair up with your boy Aaron Rodgers.
Don't care. Don't want him. Don't own
thank
him.
You.
Don't want to
let's
have
keep,
him.
Let's guys, keep let's going.
Move on. Keep moving. Move on.
Michael Thomas re-signed with the Saints, so y'all might get 6 games out of him this year.
Yeah, again, he's one of these guys that just hadn't played in so long. Obviously, we know, you know, he can do it. It'll be interesting to see. Apparently, he loves some Derek Carr. They've talked a lot. And they're trying to get on the same page. Obviously, he got his deal done and restructured, so he's definitely going to be there. Be interesting to see, I'll say that.
Absolutely, man. Jacoby Myers with the Raiders.
I'm
not interested. He's not going to be a volume play. Devontae Adams is still there. Adam Thielen released. I think Adam Thielen is like 30 years old, man.
He is. He's old.
I think we're going to have a similar of a Jarvis Landry situation. I will say this, though, man. Thielen put up some decent numbers last year. And so it may be a sneaky, sneaky thing that's going to happen here. Robert Woods went to the Texans. Okay. I'm more interested in who the Texans quarterback is going to be in the 23.
Right.
All right, moving into the tight end category. Let's start off with the minor news. Juwan Johnson re-signed with the Saints. I actually like Juwan Johnson. I think he is a stash in a lot of tight end premium leagues. And even in just a normal tight end league, I think he's a good tight end 2-3 on your team. You got anything to add to that, Steven?
I like the move for the Saints. He's a big target. He's definitely a red zone target. And he feels safe, right? He's an athletic enough to do some things at that position. Troutman's kind of been a bust, to be honest with you. So
yep.
I like them being able to come back and re-sign him to give Derek Carr a weapon, you know, because Derek Carr really loves some Darren Waller. And I'm not saying, obviously, Juwan Johnson's not Darren Waller, but he does have that huge frame, and he's a nice big red zone target, so it'll be interesting to see.
Yep, and rip to all your Daniel Bellinger truthers. Darren Waller got traded to the New York Giants. And so, man, good for you, Darren Waller. Good for you, Daniel Jones, I guess. But now to have a big body target like Darren Waller there, I'm excited for this. I think that it may downgrade Waller just a little bit for me, but I still didn't have him in my top 5. I probably still don't right now. But I think that he is a solid option, and I'm excited to see this offense going forward. Which puts us at our final tight end signing that actually happened just today, Stephen. Hayden Hurst ended up going to the Carolina Panthers and is going to be competing with targets with Terrence Marshall and LaVisca Chenault and Shy Smith. And so Hayden Hurst to the moon, is that what we're saying, Stephen?
I think so. I think it's possible. I think Hayden Hurst to the moon could happen. No, I don't know. I mean, I like Hurst. I do. I think he puts in some work, and he's an interesting guy. But I don't know, man. It'll be, you know, who knows? I don't know. If it's not tight end premium or too tight end, just, you know, it is what
just,
it is.
Just
anyway,
move on.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Steven. So after a long time, man, we finally made it through the free agent frenzy. Now let's talk about some of these top available quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends, man. Who do you see here? Who do you have? Who are you most excited about? Just kind of run through the list real quick.
Okay. Yeah. These are top available free agents left on the market that may have some dynasty or fantasy value. We'll go ahead and start with the QBs here. Gardner Minshew, Matt Ryan, Teddy Bridgewater, Carson Wentz, and Marcus Mariota. BJ, of that list, of those five players, are any of those players capable of garnering a starting position?
No.
Okay. Are any of those players capable of being a stash on your dynasty roster?
Gardner Minshew, maybe.
Okay.
That's my personal opinion.
I agree with that.
What about you?
I think he's probably the only one. He's younger. Bridgewater's a little bit intriguing, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of a nasty list, right? It's kind of ugly and nasty. I think Minshew, without diving too deep into this, is probably the one that you might want to stash on your roster. The rest might need to be left on the waivers until something happens. Running backs, Kareem Hunt, Ezekiel Elliott, Dante Foreman, Damian Harris, Leonard Fournette, and Devin Singletary. BJ, same question. Of this list, which one of these guys might have the most fantasy football and dynasty football impact for the 2023 season and then moving forward?
Oh, man, I don't like this. Devin Singletary?
I don't know.
I'm torn between him and Damian Harris, if I'm honest with you. I'm out on Fournette. I think he's too old. I think he's done. Deontay Foreman, I mean, he was serviceable at Carolina, but is he going to be serviceable at any other anywhere else? Elliott's right there with Fournette for me. And Kareem Hunt, he wasn't used last year. And so with it, we don't really know what we're going to get. And so at least Singletary put up numbers, you know?
Again, it's a nasty list, right? You look at it and you go, ooh, I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. It'll be interesting. You know, Fournette, does he have 1 year left in the tank to where he can, you know, be an RB2 and help you maybe win a championship, something like that? Foreman, again, serviceable last year at the end of the year in Carolina, actually put up some big numbers. Singletary, as far as maybe some athleticism and age, he might be the most intriguing option here in this running back list.
Now, I'll be honest with you real quick, Steven. I would much rather have Devon Achane, Zach Evans, Kendre Miller, Sean Tucker, Tanks Bigsby, any of those over any of these running backs.
Yeah, I probably would too. All right, let's move on. Wide receivers, quickly. Adam Thielen, we've talked about a little bit. Odell Beckham Jr., DJ Chark, Jarvis Landry, Mecole Hardman, Paris Campbell, Darius Slayton, Mac Hollins, and Marvin Jones Jr. Same question. Are any of these guys serviceable for your dynasty roster or your fantasy roster to maybe help win you a championship this year or stash as a younger dynasty player?
I think my top three is probably Odell Beckham Jr., DJ Chark, and Mecole Hardman are the three that my eyes are immediately drawn to. DJ Chark just has that over-the-top speed. I think he can actually be serviceable for a team.
Right.
Same thing
right.
with Mecole Hardman. Odell Beckham Jr., though, man, I'm hoping he gets signed somewhere. As far as having any of those on my team, a stash, wide receiver 5, wide receiver 6, I guess, in a deep roster, but that's about it.
Yeah, man, I agree with you. I think Beckham is one of those guys that's intriguing, especially if he's gotten himself right and he's ready to go. DJ Chark over the top speed, like you said. I still hold out just a little bit of hope for Landry in a good situation where it's a PPR league and he may find a quarterback who loves some checkdowns and some shorter routes and things like that. He obviously has to be in a good situation and paired with the right quarterback, but he can still maybe help you win in PPR league as a nice wide receiver 3 or a flex. All right, tight ends, moving on here to the tight ends. Last group here for us of available still on the market players. Dalton Schultz, Mike Gesicki, Robert Tonyan, Austin Hooper, Irv Smith Jr., and Foster Moreau. Obviously, BJ, Schultz is the big name here at the top of the list. Dak loved Dalton Schultz, and, you know, maybe he goes back. I don't know. We'll see. But he's the biggest name at the top of the list, and obviously for me, the most intriguing. Gesicki's there too, and a nice talent and a young tight end. So there's a couple of good names here. Smith Jr., another one, young name, a lot of talent. But to you, who is the number one guy here?
Schultz, without a doubt. Yeah, I think so too. I wish the Chargers would just stop wasting time and just go ahead and sign them. I think it would be done with. I'm interested to see where Gesicki is. I've got him in a couple of tight end premium leagues, and I was not happy with his production last year with Miami, but it looks like he wasn't either. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen there in 23.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm very curious.
Absolutely, man. So wrapping up this episode, Steven, man, I appreciate your effort and your diligence here as we went through this hour-long free agent list. And so I want to take this time and just thank our listeners, man. We appreciate you guys. I know it's been a while since we had an episode, but man, we're trying to enjoy our off season like you guys are as well. I know we got the NFL draft coming up a little over a month now. And, so with it, we'll have a lot of things to talk about, our rookie rankings coming out, where we hope some of these players go, maybe do a couple of mock drafts after the actual draft. And so, man, just bear with us. Keep hanging on. We also want to take this time and thank our friends over at Jab Step and NBA and Basketball Podcast. Cassidy, Jonathan, and Ben have a fantastic podcast over there. If you like all things basketball, go check them out. We also want to take this time and just say, if you want to follow us over on social media, man, feel free to do so. On Twitter, we are at LOL Dynasty Pod. You can follow my personal page at AfroDynamics116 and Steven's at SDeaton24. Steven, you got any final fantasy advice, man? What you think?
Man, I've taken a huge break from my leagues. I'm just going to be honest with you. I've taken a break. I have been I haven't been the best commissioner. I'm going to be honest with all you listeners out there. I've been a terrible commissioner for the past couple months. But I was talking to another commissioner just last night, and we were talking about it's just some dead time right now. Like, there's no reason to just dynasty. Like, it just give everybody needs a little break, and then the combine just happened. The draft's fixing to happen, and it's fixing to ramp back up. It's fixing to ramp back up in a big way. So I think just kind of if you're taking a break or if you're kind of getting frustrated because of some down leagues or not much league movement right now, don't worry, don't fret. Your commissioners hopefully are fixing to try to get everybody on the same page and roll your leagues over and get everybody going for this rookie draft coming up. So just be patient, be diligent in your leagues. But don't fret if it's kind of dead right now. All of my leagues, to be honest with you, are dead right now.
Absolutely, man. Couldn't agree with you more. Things will be gearing up pretty soon. Just enjoy this downtime, man. Enjoy your spring right now, you know? So aside from that, man, we hope that y'all have a fantastic off season. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Have a good one.